Welcome to the Small Dog Adoptions Guide Hub. Today we are discussing the cornerstone of our service, the Specialist Handover Protocol. I'm joined by an adopter who is preparing for their first dog meet and greet.
Thank you. I'm eager to meet my new companion, but I want to ensure the energy stays right. What is the specialist approach to this meeting?
The secret is low arousal. Most people think a happy dog is a jumping, spinning dog. In reality, that dog is overstimulated. For a successful dog meet and greet, you need to be a non-event. Greet the owners, sit down, and have a cup of tea.
The tea strategy.
When you sit back with a drink, your body language becomes non-threatening. It gives the dog time to process your scent without the pressure of being touched or stared at. It's about letting the dog choose the interaction.
And for the current owners, the rehoming family, what is their role in this protocol?
They are the emotional anchor. We ask them to manage the environment, remove the toys and food bowls, and keep the dog on a loose lead. It's about silent communication. Once the match is confirmed, we advocate for a swift, dignified handover. We don't do multiple visits because we want to minimize the dog's confusion and get them started on their new chapter immediately. And that is the core of the protocol. By the time you leave with the dog, the goal is for them to feel they are simply transitioning from one calm environment to another.
This has been so helpful. I feel much more prepared now. I am just so excited to go and meet my new adopted dog.
That excitement is wonderful, but remember, your greatest gift to them today is your composure. Stay calm, be a non-event, and the match will happen naturally. You've got this. Thank you for joining us. To ensure your transition continues smoothly, stay tuned for our next discussion, where we dive deep into the mechanics of the dog-to-dog introduction, the definitive guide on how to safely introduce your new companion to your resident dog.